for our next story, Snap's Stephanie Fu brings us to the heart of the battle.
I'm looking for a quiet room. It should be very quiet.
Oh, we have that, sir. Just that.
And looking lost can't be.
A few years ago, Colin was a guy in his early 20s who was kind of broke.
Freelance, and it was just me working on my own, and that's not fun, and you end up just sitting in a cold room all day, and you're hungry, and you're getting the $2 sandwiches at Safeway.
So Colin did what you do if you're a broke 20-something living in Silicon Valley. He started applying to tech companies, and he hit the jackpot and scored an interview at Rumble Space, which, by the way, is not the real name of the company.
Yeah, it's Rumble Space is a social network, a famous one where you can post pictures and talk to your friends, and you can find like-minded people, for better or for worse.
Colin was going to be working in the security department, keeping dirty content off the site. Things like violent or pornographic images. How it worked was, Rumble Space had a database of phrases, images, videos that had been previously flagged as inappropriate. So if these inappropriate things were uploaded again, Rumble Space's software would detect them and automatically delete them.
So I'm the human side of this automatic tool, making sure that Rumble Space is deleting the right pages. It's not going haywire.
Sounded easy enough. Plus, he got to work at Rumble Space, where hot young people sat on bouncy balls instead of chairs, ping pong tables were everywhere.
And it's just food everywhere. See, that was worth it. I could have been paid $5 an hour and still done that.
But the job turned out to be a little more complicated than Colin had thought. It wasn't just like clicking, yes, that's a naked person, delete it. No, that's a buffalo, keep it.
There was a really big gray area that the computer just couldn't really handle because it didn't understand context. It was constantly a game of telling the computer, yes, you're right, but it's a little more complicated. So, for instance, there was an image that was reposted millions of times that was it's a young boy, naked. I don't know why he was naked. And there's like a puppy biting his penis, which the computer has as bestiality.
And this is a complex issue, because deciding what to do with pictures like these was tied into Rumble Space's terms and conditions, which you agree to when you join the site. And the terms and conditions say things like, you cannot upload pornographic images. So Colin had to figure out, okay, the little boy's naked, but is it pornographic?
It wasn't being shared because it was intriguing or sexy. It was being shared because it's funny.
So since it was just funny, Colin just deleted the picture. If it had been pornographic, he could have deleted the user. If it looked like the user was spreading child pornography, the user's information would actually be sent to the government. And yes, Colin did have to see that kind of content every day.
This one video and screenshots from the video started getting reposted thousands and thousands of times. And it was a child abuse video. And we ended up having to see that a lot. Those, I had to normally take a deep breath and go get my eighth cup of coffee, a free coffee. The first couple of weeks of the job, I would definitely come home and just sort of sit down and have to process for an hour or two. I would just come home and I'd lie down, face down on the bed, or just kind of sit there and sigh a lot. After work, I would be sitting watching TV and then just, it would just pop in my head, like just out of nowhere. The images would sort of just flash. I had a few nightmares. And so that was sort of frightening because it was like, my brain's generating this. And I sort of came to terms with, you know, if I did have a nightmare about it, it would be the same thing as if you were looking at pictures of puppies every day. And of course you would have dreams about puppies. And of course you would see that stuff when you close your eyes. So I sort of justified it that way. I don't think it made me pessimistic about all of humanity. I just realized that when people are awful, they're more awful than you imagined before.
Colin started to feel isolated. Like, if people would ask him at parties, what do you do? He had a hard time answering that question. If he answered honestly, sometimes it wouldn't go over well. Like at one party.
These two girls, they came up to me and they said, never talk about that stuff again, and you single-handedly ruined the party. I just was like, I did not gain any fans tonight.
And if Colin's tone sounds a little jokey to be dealing with this sort of material, that's because that's how he and his coworkers were able to deal with the content they were presented with.
Well, a lot of the times we would be in meetings and you'd be in a room with, 15 people with a laptop plugged in, projecting horrible stuff on the walls. We'd be in a conference room, so we'd have to cover the windows for other employees. And after it's on the wall for like a few minutes, something clicks and you take a step back and you realize how absurd it is that this has been on the wall for so long and you're treating it so normal. One person would laugh and the whole room would just fall apart. And meanwhile, there's like the worst image on the internet on the wall. That was the best way to survive. You had to laugh about it.
With time, Colin kind of got used to seeing the images every day, but he couldn't get used to the idea that somewhere, the evil things in the pictures were taking place in real life, and he couldn't do anything about it.
When you see that stuff so often, you feel a lot more helpless about stopping this stuff. You never really seem like you were winning the fight. You would tackle one weird image one week, and the next week it would be 10 more completely weirder and worse images.
To make matters worse, the computer often wasn't smart enough to pick out all of the bad guys. But even though Colin spotted them sometimes, he couldn't delete the pictures unless the computer caught them first. He actually couldn't do very much at all without first consulting a chain of his superiors.
That really got under my skin. It was annoying because you knew the AI had limitations. Like, it didn't know when someone was bad. It's going to take engineers a long time to create a creepy radar for computers. I think as a human, you have a lot better understanding of context. So there was a huge rape case in the media, and people were going after the rapists on Rumble Space. And we had to defend them, and I didn't want to, and I didn't see the point of it. I thought, why not just delete their pages? Instead of deleting the accounts of the perpetrators, we had to delete the accounts of angry moms who were writing to them, threatening them. They were threatening with cutting off their junk, and that technically was an abuse of the site's terms and conditions. So I had to act as an extension of the AI. So we kicked off a lot of moms that week.
Colin didn't think that was fair, and he wasn't going to put up with it anymore.
And so I started taking action on my own one day. It started with some trolls making fun of this mentally disabled woman. They were from all over the world and they were coming together to make fun of this woman. And I started deleting them, and they would come back the next day and I'd delete them again. It was amazing because I was watching them all frantically trying to figure out what was happening if one of them was reporting the other one, and they just turned on each other. Rachel, you were never our friend. I hate you. It felt good. It actually felt like I was contributing to the health of the internet. So yeah, then from then on, I would do the work I was supposed to do, and then I'd sort of allocate a few hours a day to doing my own little detective work. Here's a racist group. Bye-bye. You're gone. Posting children's beauty pageant photos. You're gone. Dog fight groups. You're gone. Here's a diaper fetishist. Okay. Bye.
Sometimes, he even deleted people who seemed like they could be terrible.
Weird, creepy guys who hadn't done anything technically wrong yet. They had the possibility of, going further to the dark side.
So you were, like, trying to preempt their evil.
It was a little Minority Report-ish.
But when you went rogue and you were like, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad, like, that's your definition of bad.
I mean, that mentally disabled woman would have kept getting made fun of if I hadn't stepped in and done my vigilante work. I think I did a small amount of good. I think for the most part, I deleted people who deserved it.
Colin could have lobbied for and filled out paperwork for each individual case. But what kind of vigilante would he be if he got bogged down by bureaucracy?
With Batman, I'm sure he could have accomplished a lot by lobbying and using his money for political, starting a PAC.
But of course, Batman doesn't do that. Because he doesn't want to fix the broken system, he wants to bypass it entirely to enact justice. Because he's friggin' Batman. Except, what happens when Batman gets unmasked?
Alarms were going off in another side of the company because I was in sort of a part of the site that I shouldn't have been in. So my boss sat me down and he told me, whatever you're doing it wrong and you shouldn't be doing it. You are all over the damn site. The job that you're supposed to be doing, we're looking at your numbers and they're really, really low. Like, really low. I don't know why they didn't fire me. Yeah, after that meeting, the chance to renew my contract came up and I didn't take it. I didn't really want to be there anymore. And I don't know, I sort of realized I'd done everything I could do.
But even after Colin left, he couldn't stop thinking about the bad guys out there, on the news, on the internet.
After I left, I kept finding pages. And, before I knew it, I'd have 30, 40 tabs open in my browser and emailing my old coworkers, being like, hey, delete this guy. Like, I couldn't stop. It was kind of in there. I just wanted to keep it. I just wanted to keep the site safe.
And not just the site. Even bigger than that.
I was out having lunch with someone, and I saw this guy walking behind these teenage girls, aiming his iPhone at their butts. And I was like, I'd seen a lot of photos like that on the site. And I just I don't know what happened. I just shouted from my seat, hey, stop that. And he looked at me, and I sort of like pointed my eyes and pointed at him like, I see you, and said, stop it. And I sort of walked out and kind of watched him go down the street. I almost wanted to keep going after him and like grab his phone and throw it in the sewer, but I didn't.
Why not?
Why didn't I go assault the stranger? in the office and being separated from these ne'er-do-wells by a computer screen and thousands of lines of code, you feel safe. But yeah, out in the real world, you can't just go about being sort of a self-appointed. You can't be a hero all the time. This ain't no place for no hero. This ain't no place for no better man. This ain't no place for no hero to call home. Thank you, Stephanie Fu. And thank you as well to all of our friends on Rumble Space.